Hey, what's up? I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are happy wherever you are. Or not happy, but at least content. You know, I mean, like, you can never truly be happy. I think that's a very weird philosophy. No, I think that's a very weird statement to say. I mean, like, it dates back to a number of videos I've watched, like a number of reels and a number of shorts I've watched. I'm not really a TikTok person, but I used to be, but like I've seen plenty of those many times. But get this, right? Peep this. Peep game. A lot of people have called me a reliable person, but then a lot of other people have called me an unreliable person. I mean, I have gotten so used to working on little parts and little bits and pieces of myself, whether it be my character or the way I think or the way I speak or the way I move or the way I walk or maybe the way I feel. I mean, I've always had to alter my feelings a number of times, my emotions a number of times, my thoughts, my mindset a number of times, because I always let somebody change my perspective. I mean, I've always thought about this, but I never really thought about it as deep as I did tonight. You know, like, I've always thought about it, but it was never really that deep for me. It was never really that crazy for me. Like, it never really drove me as crazy as it did tonight. You know, I mean, I thought about this all day. I wrote it down. I thought about what I'm going to say on this episode. But then again, everything was just not good enough. You know, I mean, at the same time, you end up thinking that you're a perfectionist, but you're not a perfectionist. You just want to put something out the right way. I feel like sometimes people think they're perfectionists when they're really not perfectionists. I just think that you're just trying to find a better way to put it out or a better way to do it. You know, or you're trying to like have it stand out a certain type of way. Maybe that's just being a perfectionist, or maybe I just don't really know the definition of what a perfectionist is, the true and clear definition. I mean, I think about that a lot. I think about a lot of stuff a lot sometimes, like how you may think that you know something, but then it turns out that you don't really know anything. Or how you think that you don't know anything, but then it turns out that you actually don't know anything. I know it's the same thing, but it's not really the same thing. I mean, take it like this. Like I said, I thought I've gotten so used to fixing little things about myself to a point where I altered my entire personality. As in, I got so used to like being okay with listening to a person or people, whether it be my friends or old friends from way back then, people I don't talk to anymore, or relatives or parents or partners, you know, ex-partners. It doesn't really matter at this point anymore. Just people that are super irrelevant right now, or people that are still relevant because maybe I'm still in that space, maybe I'm still in that environment and I see them all the time. But I got so used to listening to those people that I would alter myself, thinking that something was negative when it wasn't. Like I said, a lot of people have called me reliable, whilst a number of other people, a handful of people, told me that I'm unreliable. I never really saw myself as unreliable or reliable. Maybe I can say unreliable because I never really understood the magnitude of something up until I sat down and thought of it. For example, I had a project I had to complete. There was this one person who came to me. She came up to me and she said, I would like for you to sketch, to draw my partner and I. And I said, okay, it's no problem. And I did it. You know, I got my payment. Everything was okay. Only to find out that this person is actually staying in a different province. So it was a whole thing of like the money had already been used for materials and other things, you know, to help me elevate in this little thing I'm trying to build up. But I had to send the sketch to her, but I cannot anymore. And I just didn't have the heart to tell her that I cannot because I've used up the money for this, this, and that. So it's just the whole thing of like, I begin to stall and say, you know what? When I get the money, I'll send it to you. When I'm this, when I'm that, when I get the chance, when I get the time, I'll go to the place and find out how much it is. I know how much it is. I know how much it is, but I don't have the money to send it to you. So, and then it's like a whole thing of like, I should have explained that if you're in a different province, you got to pay extra. And now I got to take money out of my own pocket. It's a whole thing. But then I don't blame her for feeling upset at all. If she is upset with me, if she's frustrated, I don't blame her at all. I just think that I didn't communicate properly. But then again, at the same time, one of my friends said, it's okay, you know, just tell her what's up. But I cannot bring myself to. Does that make me unreliable? That's just the question, as in, what made me reliable in the first place was the fact that everything went well from the beginning, from when I started, from when she texted me, when she asked me, I sketched it, it was perfect, it's what she wanted. But at the same time, it's going bad towards the end. It went bad towards the end, and right now it's just bad. I feel like that's what makes my life crazy sometimes, as in, not just this, right? This doesn't happen a lot. It's like a once in a while type of thing. It's like a once in a one in a million type of thing, you know, like. But I've had experiences where I've had moments where things just started off good and then they just became bad, and they never really became better. And that kind of made me realize that I suck at handling terrible situations. I mean, at first I was okay with it, you know, I would be okay with it. But then when I spoke to a friend about it, they told me, you are terrible at handling like terrible situations. You need to work on that. And that's where it all started. I started working on little parts of myself, you know, trying to do better, trying to be better. But then at the same time, I never saw myself as unreliable, but I also never saw myself as reliable. So that's the crazy thing about it. It's like taking my driver's test. You know, things weren't smoothly. Things were fine. I was okay. I mean, I did get my license, but at the same time, I made a couple of mistakes. And towards the end, I felt that I did not deserve to get that passing grade. But at the same time, the mistakes I made were not necessarily my fault. They were the person in front of me's fault. They were the person behind me's fault, or the person next to me. You know, I was not nervous or anything, but at the same time, they were not. It kind of shows you how irresponsible people can be on the road. But then again, that person has their own life. Maybe they were in a rush. Maybe they were just as nervous as I was. Maybe they were practicing just like me too, but instead they were doing it with the car from home or from work or a friend's car or their parents' cars or with their sister or their brother's car. It doesn't really matter whose car it belonged to, who the car belonged to, but whose car it was. But I don't care. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't care. But at the same time, like, it wasn't my fault, but at the same time, it was my fault because I should have been able to judge from, I should have been able to judge to predict what might happen. You know, they always say when you're driving behind somebody, drive as if you're that person so that you can predict or handle a situation better before things go south. You know, it's just a crazy thing about it. Life is confusing sometimes. It's like, things are just deeper than what you expect them to be. For example, I've always asked myself why I cannot do certain things, or why I want to be the jack of all trades, but then at the same time, I'm the king of none. But then I always comfort myself by saying, I may be a jack of all trades and the king of none, but I'm better than the king of one. It's like there's always a way. I always want to comfort myself by creating an excuse on why I'm doing all these things at the same time. For example, sometimes when I go out to skate, I can skate pretty well. I'm pretty good at it. But then at the same time, I know a person that has dedicated their whole life their whole life to doing that, and they're way better than me. But at the same time, as much as they're better than me, I can ride a bike and do tricks on the bike on a BMX, but they cannot. And I know somebody else who can do the same thing way better than I can, but I'm also an artist. I can sketch, but I also know a person that can paint and sculpt. But at the same time, I'm a podcast host, but I know somebody with a successful vlog, you know, but they've dedicated their whole lives to it. It's like I'm doing a lot of things to see which one I like the most. But then again, at the same time, it's like I can go months without skating. I can go months without being on that BMX. I can go weeks without sketching. It's not that I don't like it. It's that I like it, but at the same time, I don't really put all that effort into it. And it makes sense on why my best friend always says, he always says, consistency beats talent any day. I am talented. I've mastered the skill. I've created things before, things that seemed impossible, but then it's like I'm just trying to boost my own self-esteem at the same time. Not necessarily my ego, but my self-esteem. I'm trying to say that I may not be the best at it, but I see myself as the best. But at the same time, I'm really not the best. But at the same time, I can do all these other things. But at the same time, like, why am I doing all these other things? Do they really matter? Am I trying to stand out? Am I trying to be unique in my own way? Why do I chase unique experiences so much? Why do I want certain moments? Why do I want certain moments to play out in a certain way? Why do I want to go on late night drives so much? But I have done that before, but it was not as enjoyable as I expected it to be. Maybe because I didn't ask for permission for the car. What was the problem? What was the thing behind it? Why was I so eager to experience that? Why did I want to experience that? Is it because I saw it on an Instagram short, on an Instagram reel or a YouTube short? What was so special about it? And that's where Sonder comes in. The fact that everybody has their own life, you know, their own lives, and everybody lives in this little bubble in their own world, as in the world, their own world revolves around them. My own world revolves around mine. So how many of these experiences are actually unique to me? How many of these things were my decision? How many of these things were my choice? Is there anything I've ever done that was not influenced by social media, by a person, by a conversation? Why? And then it makes you realize that you don't really have an identity. Or maybe you do, but you're just not gunning for it. Or maybe you just don't, and you're just looking, trying to find yourself, trying to figure it out. But then at the same time, your age doesn't matter. But then every now and then you think about it like, I'm 21. Maybe it's too late. But at the same time, it's not too late to figure yourself out. Not really figure everything out, but just to understand yourself better. Will you ever be able to be friends with yourself if you met yourself? If you met yourself right now as the person you are, would you be happy with being in a relationship with yourself, being a friend to yourself? Would you be okay with loving and caring for yourself? Would you care for yourself if you met yourself right now? If you could just duplicate yourself and sit there and talk to yourself, would you really enjoy that conversation? I mean, you talk to yourself all the time, but do you really talk to yourself? Do you really sit there and listen and talk to yourself? And that's just the crazy thing about it. I think about those things all the time. I think about a lot of things. You know, I'm always, my mind is always racing, but why? What's the whole point, you know? So, like, it just made me think about it. Like, I've thought about this a lot. Like, I've gotten so used to working on little parts of myself that I've altered my personality and my character so much, and my mind and my feelings and my emotions, that I end up making excuses for everybody. Maybe it's the way they treat me. Maybe it's the kind of love that I know. Maybe I don't really know what love is. Maybe I've never experienced it. Maybe I have, but I just didn't know it. Maybe it came to me and it felt weird. Maybe the reason why I broke it off was because I didn't understand it, and maybe that was the real thing. But I was so used to the bad kind of love, the toxic, the negative kind of love, that I just didn't know what to do with the positive one. Maybe this one that I have right now is the most positive one ever. It's just weird, dude, to think about. It's funny and it's weird and it's messy and it's a whole thing. I spoke to a friend of mine who told me that he sometimes steps into relationships to fuel his ego. And then I watched a reel about that, and it kind of made sense. As in, if you do that, then it's because, like, you see that person as somewhat of a trophy, something to be shown off. As in, you don't really need to be there, but you just do it to see if you can. But then when you get turned down or rejected, it's a shot to your ego. That's what I told him. It's a shot to your ego. And then you feel some type of way, and then you search for another, trying to prove a point. You know, it's like a whole cycle, it's a whole thing, but why not just not do it? Why not just let it be? Sit down and let it go. That's okay. I mean, they know. Does he know? Does he know that that's okay? You know, do they know that it's okay to be on your own sometimes? But, like, I've always wanted an instruction manual for everything. Not because I'm dumb. I'm not dumb. But, like, I'm not dumb, but I really like rocks. I remember there was, like, a video I watched about a comedian who actually said he's not retarded. Sorry, I don't know if the R word is against community guidelines, but he likes rocks. Bro, I like rocks. I really like rocks. I like how they feel. I like throwing them. But at the same time, those are the things that make me simple. Those are the things that make me happy. Those are the simple things in life that I truly appreciate. Like, I like the rain a lot. You know, it's not tied to any feelings of some sort or any emotions of sadness or whatever. I just like sad music. I like sad music because I resonate with it. I don't really necessarily resonate with happy music, because not because I've never been happy, but because what's more, there has to be more. I love intense emotions, intense feelings. It's like I want to use somebody else's words to create a playlist, you know, that really resonates with who I am. I'm not a sad person, but I'm a person that loves intense feelings, intense emotions. So that's why I'm so drawn to sad music and sad playlists. But at the same time, happy songs don't really make me happy. And sad music doesn't necessarily make me sad. I just relate to it because those sad times are actually the times when life was real for me. When I really sat down and said, wow, so this is real life. I'm really experiencing this. I'm really going through this. I'm really feeling this way. I'm really doing this. Like, I've always wanted to go outside a lot. I mean, when I say outside, I don't mean going out. I mean, going outside and seeing certain things differently. I want to look at that tree differently. I get so tired of looking at the same tree, and it's in the same position, moving in the same way, and every year, every month, every season, every day, every week, every hour, every minute, I'm always looking for something else. I always want to look for change where I shouldn't be looking for change. But then in the places where I should be looking for change, I'm okay with it. I don't want the change to come, as in just like myself. I can look for change in somebody else or in something else, but I never really want to look for change in myself. But then I want to change and do better, but then I never really think about it as much. It's weird. It's very weird. And I want to understand what that feeling is. I want to know what it is. I want to know the premises of everything. Why I'm always looking for an outlet. why I'm always looking for a way to make things easier for myself. But at the same time, I don't want to. I mean, it's funny how I can sit there. I'm in college, right? I've mentioned this before, and I am studying something in networking, right? My course is networking. And whenever I sit there to type a code, I cannot handle sitting there for 2-3 hours and working on a code. But I can sit there for 2-3 hours and help somebody work on a code, as in teach somebody the basics and everything I know, and actually enjoy it. Not because I enjoy being a teacher, but or teaching, but like I enjoy sitting there with somebody that understands what it's like to be in that field, what it's like to go down that road. It feels nice to know that I'm not the only one that sees the difficulty in all of this. It's just weird, but that's just how I be feeling sometimes. That's how I think sometimes, you know? So it's like, I'm looking for myself. I need to understand who I am, my identity, and why I do certain things. I mean, sometimes I feel like they're not worth it, but then I still do them. Sometimes they don't feel right, but I still do them. And it's crazy that I always want an instruction manual for everything. Not because I don't understand basic things or certain things, but not because I don't understand certain things. It's just, I think it's better if you have a step-by-step guide on how to be better, on how to do better. But at the same time, nobody can really do that for you. You gotta do it yourself. I think that's what I've always been afraid of, doing it alone. I never really did a lot of things on my own. It's like when you're finally doing something on your own, you realize that it's just you now. Nobody else is there to tell you what to do. It's like I've always wanted to be told what to do, but then I hate that at the same time. Maybe it's because I grew up in an environment where I was not allowed to do much. I was not allowed to express myself the way I want to. And now I'm all confused because I see everybody expressing themselves, but then why can't I just do it? It seems simple, but why is it so hard? Am I waiting for the permission to express myself? It's just crazy. It's weird. It's a weird feeling. But yeah. I just heard an ice cream truck drive by, and it's like everybody's supposed to be sleeping right now. What's an ice cream truck doing outside? This is how people get snatched, bro. Imagine getting snatched, dude, at night where nobody can hear you scream or shout. That's just deep. But yeah, I hope everybody is safe though. But yeah, that's all I had to say for today. It's just, I thought about that. You know, I want to touch up on that. I want to listen to this again and then carry on. You know, touch up on it, like just a little tap or two. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening to this episode, and I hope everybody's still good, and I hope you had a positive day today. Yeah, enjoy.